Everyone in this town remembers vividly the baseball season of 1998 with Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa racing to beat Roger Maris's single-season home run record. One of the most exciting seasons in any city's baseball history. And a lot of us would say, I'll take a season like that, where the ball goes over the wall and we're talking about breaking records, much more than a season where not much happens, but our team still does fairly well. That was considered a big point in the steroid era. But in the decade that followed it, we learned more and more about some of the guys who were involved in that year and subsequent seasons and even previous seasons and what they had put in their bodies, thanks to Jose Canseco and others. And then a little over a year ago, there was a terrific piece in the Miami New Times by reporter Tim Elfrink that kind of set the sports world on fire when he got his hands on some paperwork from a Miami clinic called Biogenesis, which had been supplying illegal performance-enhancing drugs to a lot of top baseball stars. The number one name on that list would have to be A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, who was the highest-earning player in the game. He, of course, has since been suspended for a full season, and there are repercussions from what Tim Elfrink reported then. And the story continues, and he writes about all of this in a brand-new book called Bloodsport. And he joins me now. Tim, welcome to the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Paul. And, you know, I should mention, I actually am a St. Louisan as well. And, you know, I sort of grew up going to a lot of these games and watching the McGwire Chase in person back in St. Louis in the late 90s.
Very exciting to be a part of that from any perspective, the players and certainly for those of us who are fans and watched all that go on. Where do we stand now in 2014? In the summer of 2014, we haven't even heard the word steroid mentioned for a while. It'll be stirred up again now that your book is being published. But where do we stand in the whole steroid era? Is it over?
You know, that's a great question, and it's something at the heart of this at this book that I wanted to try to get to. And, you know, the truth is there's no question baseball has far and away the toughest drug policy of any American professional sport at this point. A lot of that has to do with the fallout that came after the, you know, McGwire-Sosa years and Balco and the congressional hearings. And, you know, what's so interesting about Biogenesis is, you know, we saw that in a lot of ways Senator Mitchell was right. You know, he warned in his report that no matter how tough you make these the drug testing, guys are always going to be able to find a way around it. And you need to have an ability to come down and get the evidence you need to suspend them even when that happens. And that's exactly what happened in Biogenesis. You know, these guys weren't failing tests. You know, a couple of them had failed. Ryan Braun obviously had failed and wiggled out of his suspension. But Alex Rodriguez never failed a test, even though he had been doping for at least 3 years with Tony Bosch. And baseball was able to come down here with an investigative team and put a case together, get Tony Bosch to flip, and, you know, get a record round of suspensions out of this thing. And, you know, I think that's something we're going to see going forward is, you know, guys are willing to do it, are always going to find a way around these tests, and baseball's going to try to stay aggressive to find a way to suspend them anyway.
I think that's a very important part of the story, that drug testing did not trip these guys up, that it was paperwork that you dug up and that the MLB investigators later uncovered as well. That's what really caused this latest round of repercussions, including those for A-Rod.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you know, the tests keep getting tougher. You know, baseball, this is offseason, stiffened the policy again. You know, starting last year, they're now doing blood tests to test for human growth hormone. But, you know, I think it is a lesson there. Tony Bosch is a guy, he wasn't a licensed doctor. You know, he was operating this clinic and getting these drugs illegally, but he still was able to put a sophisticated regimen together and basically completely beat the testing that was out there.
Do you know
the only reason we know about this is he was such a terrible businessman that, you know, he stiffed an investor out of $4,000 and he took the records from the clinic and shared them with me to start this whole scandal.
Well, that is the great part of this story, and I wanted to ask you about that right there, because if Tony Bosch had done a better job keeping his paperwork in the cabinet and paying off the people he owed money to, I don't mean paying off in an illegal way. This was a guy who gave him an invoice for like $4,700 or something like that, and Bosch stiffed him, as you said, and so the guy said, all right, well, I'm going to take your paperwork, and that's the paperwork great work he gave you, which started the whole thing rolling.
It is amazing. And, you know, one of the most amazing parts of this book, I think, you know, we were able to get the transcripts, some of the transcripts from the confidential hearings that were held this past fall when Alex Rodriguez challenged his suspension.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the testimony, Tony Bosch describing the relationship and their treatments, it's amazing. It was just this bumbling, almost hilarious relationship where it's amazing it lasted this long. You know, he describes once Alex wasn't able to meet him at his mansion down here to do some blood testing. So Tony actually went and met him at one of the biggest nightclubs in Miami at the Fontainebleau Hotel, and took his blood in a bathroom in a vial, put it in his pocket, and then instead of leaving, goes out to the dance floor and starts dancing, and actually loses the blood and has to hunt all over this nightclub for Alex Rodriguez's blood in a vial. And
was that lost and found?
Yeah, and this is the guy that he was trusting to keep him off the radar and safe, and he did keep him safe from drug testing. Unfortunately, he was such an unstable character that, you know, his business blew up and he lost all of his records.
And what happened to Bosch, by the way? Where is he today?
Nobody knows for sure. He's been laying low. There's reportedly still a ongoing DEA investigation. You know, he admitted under oath in these arbitration hearings to selling all these drugs, which he didn't have any license to do. You know, a lot of people think there's still an indictment that's going to come his way, but, you know, we kind of just have to wait and see what happens with this investigation.
Yeah, I remember seeing him on 60 Minutes trying to tell, quote, his side of the story, unquote. And I just kept thinking to myself, wow, these guys trusted a weasel.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's interesting because that's sort of the defense that Alex Rodriguez mounted in these hearings, was to say, you know, look, this guy was selling drugs to high schoolers, he wasn't licensed, he's unstable, he's had substance abuse problems, you know, how can we trust this guy? And baseball makes what I think is a very fair point that, you know, anyone who's willing to take the risks to do this kind of black market operation is never going to be a Boy Scout. And, you know, it's like any drug snitch that slips in a case, you sort of have to just take the facts as they are and try to corroborate them. And at least when it came to his PED sales, it all turned out to be completely true.
Alex Rodriguez not playing baseball this year because of his 162-game suspension, but is eligible to come back next year. And the Yankees are still on the hook for some of the money that they owe him, right?
Absolutely. He's still owed, off the top of my head, I can't remember exactly, but I want to say it's around $60 million from the Yankees. And, you know, I do think he'll be back. You know, there's too much money on the table, and, you know, they don't have too much wiggle room on that unless they can find somebody who wants to take Alex off their hands for those last couple years. So I think, you know, we've got a season-long break from A-Rod here, but I think we'll see him back in pinstripes next year.
That's amazing. I don't think they're going to find anybody else because it's not like he's in the prime of his career and worth $60 million anymore.
That's exactly right. And, you know, the other amazing piece of information we got from these transcripts was the fact that back in 2007, he was able to get a medical exemption from baseball to use testosterone for that full season, the last season that he won a MVP award. He applied and received a medical exemption to use this, you know, what's basically the mother of all anabolic steroids, as one baseball official called it. And the interesting flip side of that is, you know, a lot of people think the only reason you would have a medical need for testosterone as if, you know, your body had sort of stopped producing it on its own from years of steroid use.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be very interesting to see when he comes back what sort of health effects, you know, we see and what kind of performance he can make, not only at that age, but after everything he's put his body through over these years.
Yeah, well, the real question will be is, can he perform without juicing?
It's exactly right. You know, I mean, it's clear that he was able to convince at least one doctor that he had a medical need for this stuff to even be able to perform. And, you know, it sheds a lot of light on why he was willing to take the risks to hook up with a guy like Tony Bosch when baseball stopped giving him permission after 2008.
What about the 14 other players who were suspended after the revelations that tumbled out of what you started reporting? What's happened to them?
Well, it's another flip side of this, and it's one of the big reasons that I think, you know, no matter how stringent the testing and the suspensions get, that you know, this is far from the last scandal we'll see. And that's because the financial incentive is still there to go down this road if you're inclined to do it. You know, you look at not just Alex, who got a $275 million contract after his 2007 season when he had permission to use testosterone, but Ryan Braun, who signed a $100 million deal the same year he failed a drug test. You look at the Cardinals giving this huge contract to Johnny Peralta after serving his biogenesis suspension. You look at the great year Nelson Cruz is having right now. He's going to be in line for a lot of money. And, until those financial incentives change, I don't know that we'll see the pressure to try this kind of stuff to change.
Does Major League Baseball think it's over?
I don't think they do. I think they realize this is going to be a long and ongoing process. You know, they stiffened their testing in the off season as a result of biogenesis. They made the suspensions longer. They prohibited guys like Peralta from coming back to play in the postseason if they get suspended during the year. And, I think they know that just like biogenesis, they're going to have to respond really aggressively the next time this kind of a scandal erupts. I do think everything that happened this last year does have to serve as a disincentive for guys to be willing to stick their neck out, though.
I started this conversation by referring back to that famous 1998 season with McGuire and Sosa and how great that season was for fans. And it's been my observation that most fans really don't care about the steroid use. They're not really that bothered by it. If it leaks down to high school kids or even younger, that's upsetting to them. But they want to see the ball go over the wall. What do you think the public perception is of the steroid era?
I think there is something to that. You know, it's something I certainly wrestled with, looking back at those years, because I do have such great memories myself of watching, McGuire and the home run chase and everything. But I do sort of go back to the fact, and I think it's one reason that baseball, unlike other professional sports, has had such a blowback against PEDs. You know, baseball is a sport where fans really care about history, especially in a place like St. Louis, and really care about statistics. And you know, it's sort of the link between all these eras that, the teams that your dad and your grandpa grew up watching in St. Louis versus your team and being able to draw these links. And, you know, when you look at the 90s, these drugs did fundamentally change the way the game was played. You know, you had 30-plus guys all hitting more than 40 home runs in a season. You had second baseman, routinely bashing more than 30. It just completely changed the game on a basic level in a way that I think was hard to swallow, even if some of those individual moments were great. So I don't, I think it is a complicated question. I think people get sick of the scandals. I think they get tired of guys like Alex trying to bend the system. But, I do think a majority of baseball fans are glad that the sport has come down as hard as it has on a case like biogenesis.
Who's come down on you? Ever since you reported this a year and a half ago, you were just talking about the millions of dollars that are involved in this. And there are some unsavory characters, not just Tony Bosch, but others who you write about in your book here. Have there been repercussions for you?
I'll admit the first, I certainly had some sleepless nights there when we first wrote this thing. And, you have the days after the story came out last year, Alex denying everything. He immediately hired one of the highest priced attorneys in South Florida to defend himself. You start to doubt yourself and you worry about the repercussions going forward. But, I always knew that the facts were on our side, and you just report the truth as best you can and trust it's going to play out. And I think that's exactly what happened in this case. By July, baseball had confirmed that, everything we reported was totally correct, and all these guys were suspended in the end.
The truth is a pretty good defense, isn't it?
That's right. It's the ultimate defense. And, it was heartening to see that, in a way, justice did come around in this particular case.
The book is called Bloodsport, Alex Rodriguez, Biogenesis and the Quest to End Baseball's Steroid Era, written by Tim Elfrink, who's managing editor of Miami New Times, and Newsday reporter Gus Garcia Roberts. Congratulations on your work. I look forward to seeing how this progresses and what else you come up with as the story does move forward.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate you having me on.